Good morning. Welcome to each and every one of you on this rather unique Sunday that falls between Christmas on the one hand and New Year's on the other, which is to say welcome to all of you on this service that falls between the memory of a new beginning and also the anticipation of another new beginning. Today's service kind of constitutes a parable, if you will, of the Christian life, where we live in the time between the times, between the new beginning inaugurated in Jesus and our anticipation of the new beginning that will be consummated by Jesus when the kingdom of God comes in all of its fullness. And today's service will try to capture some of that tension by means of the scripture and songs that we'll be going through. Beloved, God is here, and God himself welcomes us into this place. Receive the greeting of God. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Our help is in the name of the Lord,
who made heaven and earth.
God has greeted us. Let's also take some time to greet one another with the peace of Christ.
And then, you want me to announce that right now? I'll announce it once they... Or do you want me to do it? I know. Poor Grace.
At this time, the children may continue their worship at Sun Life. Children aged 3 through grade 1 are invited to continue their worship in Sun Life. The book of... You may be seated. The book of Isaiah is full of unbending realism about the terror of sin and injustice, and resolute hope in the coming of the Messiah and the peaceable kingdom that this Messiah would usher in. The vision of God's peaceable kingdom typically concentrates on Isaiah 11, where one envisions a wolf and a lamb living together and lying down together, as well as the leopard with a baby goat and the lion, and all of this, a little child leading them. It's the subject of many artists over the centuries envisioning the lion and the lamb laying down together, all living at peace with one another in Christ's kingdom. We have heard many texts from the book of Isaiah this Advent and this Christmas, and this morning we will journey through the book of Isaiah with readings from several different chapters. And we will do so, all of it, in memory and in hope. In days to come, the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established as the highest of the mountains and shall be raised above the hills. All the nations shall stream to it. Many peoples shall come and say, come.
Let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, that he may teach us his ways and that we may walk in his paths.
The law will go out from Zion, the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He will judge between the nations and will settle disputes for many peoples. They will beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation will not take up sword against nation, nor will they train for war anymore. Come, descendants of Jacob, let us walk in the light of the Lord.
Holy words, Lord, preserve. For our walk in this world, daily sound with God's own heart, oh, let the ancient words impart. Words of life, words of hope, give us strength, help us go in this world. Ancient words ever true, change. have come with open hearts. Oh, let the ancient words impart. Holy words of our faith, handed down to this age, came to us through sacrifice. Oh, heed the faithful words of Christ.
A lament for sin and pervasive injustice, the nevertheless of God's promise. Hear these words from Isaiah 1. The vision concerning Judah and Jerusalem that Isaiah, son of Amoz, saw during the reigns of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah. Hear me, you heavens, listen, earth, for the Lord has spoken. I reared children and brought them up, but they have rebelled against me. The ox knows its master, the donkey its own manger, but Israel does not know. My people do not understand. Wash and make yourselves clean. Take your evil deeds out of my sight. Stop doing wrong. Learn to do right. Seek justice. Defend the oppressed. Take up the cause of the fatherless. Plead the case of the widow. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are as red as crimson, they shall be like wool. If you are willing and obedient, you will eat the good things of the land. But if you resist and rebel, you will be devoured by the sword.
True fasting. Cry aloud, shout, lift up your voice like a trumpet. Declare to my people their rebellion. Tell my people what's wrong with their lives. They seek me daily and delight to know my ways. They ask me, what's the right thing to do? They act like righteous people that would never abandon the word of God. Why have we fasted, they say, and you have not seen it? Why have we humbled ourselves and you have not noticed? Why are you not impressed? Here's why. It's because you are fasting to please yourselves. You fast, but you argue and fight over small things. You fast, but you attack those who don't think and act like you. This kind of fasting will never get you anywhere. You go through the motions, bowing your heads like plants bending in the wind, dressed in clothes for mourning. Is that what you call a fast? Is this acceptable to God? This is the kind of fast I'm after. To break the chains of injustice, to lighten the burdens, to free the oppressed, to cancel the debts, to share the food with the hungry, give shelter to the homeless, to clothe those who need it. Don't turn away from your own flesh and blood. They are family. Then your light will break forth like dawn. Your healing will quickly appear. Your righteousness will go before you, and God and the glory of God will go behind you. You will call, and God will answer. You will cry for help, and God will say, "Here I am." Remove the heavy burden of oppression. Do away with gossip and finger pointing. Feed the hungry. Help those in trouble. Then your light will shine out from the darkness. Your shadow lives will be bathed in the sun, and God will guide you always. He will satisfy your needs in the emptiest of places, restoring your strength. You'll be like a well-watered garden, like a spring whose waters never fail. Restore, renovate, and rebuild the broken in your community. Raise up the old foundations. You will be called repairer of broken systems, restorer of home and community.
City, you're the king of these people, you're the lord of this nation, you are. You're the light in the darkness, you're the hope to the hopeless, you're the peace to the restless, you are. There is no
God's promise of the coming of the Prince of Peace and the Kingdom of Righteousness. Again, the Lord spoke to Ahaz, "Ask the Lord your God for a sign, whether in the deepest depths or in the highest heights." But Ahaz said, "I will not ask. I will not put the Lord to test." Then Isaiah said, "Hear now, you house of David. Is it not enough to try the patience of humans? Will you try the patience of my God also? Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and will call him Emmanuel. He will be eating curds and honey when he knows enough to reject the wrong and choose the right."
The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you as people rejoice at the harvest, as warriors rejoice when dividing the plunder. For, as in the day of Midian's defeat, you have shattered the yoke that burdens them, the bar across their shoulders, and the rod of their oppressor. Each warrior's boot used in battle and every garment rolled in blood will be destined for burning, will be fuel for the fire.
For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this.
Peaceable kingdom. A shoot will be coming up from the stump of Jesse. From its roots, a branch will bear fruit. The Spirit of the Lord will rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and of understanding, the Spirit of counsel and of might, the Spirit of the knowledge and fear of the Lord. And he will delight in the fear of the Lord.
He will not judge by what he sees with his eyes, or decide by what he hears with his ears, but with righteousness he will judge the needy. With justice he will give decisions for the poor of the earth. He will strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, With the breath of his lips, he will slay the wicked. Righteousness will be his belt, and faithfulness the sash around his waist.
The wolf will live with the lamb. The leopard will lie down with the goat. The calf and the lion and the yearling together, and a little child will lead them. The cow will feed with the bear. Their young will lie down together, and the lion will eat straw like the ox. The infant will play near the cobra's den. The young child will put its hand into the viper's nest. They will neither harm nor destroy on all my holy mountain, for the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. In that day, the root of Jesse will stand as a banner for the peoples. The nations will rally to him, and his resting place will be glorious.
O day of peace that dimly shines through all our hopes and prayers and dreams, guide us to justice, truth, and love, delivered from our selfish fears. Swords of hate fall from our hands, all hearts will bend, be find release, to by God's grace our warring world shall see Christ's promised reign of peace. Shall see Christ's promised reign of peace. And shall the wolf dwell with the lamb, nor shall the fierce devour the small, as peace and cattle calmly graze, a little child shall lead them all. Shall know the Lord, for all the earth shall know the Lord.
Let's pray together. Merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole being. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. In your mercy, forgive what we have been, help us amend what we are, and direct what we shall be, so that we may delight in your will and your word and walk in your light and truth to the glory of your holy name until you are famous this world over. Gracious God, we profess that you alone are our light and our salvation. Though we fear dangers without and dangers within, we profess that we have nothing to fear as long as you are with us and as long as we are with you and find ourselves in you, in your Christ. We do not ask, O Lord, for you to be with us, for we know that you're always with us. You are Emmanuel. We ask instead, O Lord, that you would heal us, that you would bind us, enable us to become aware of your presence with us. On the cusp of a new year, we ask for your wisdom and for your mercy for world leaders, for refugees, for our world's warring peoples, broken marriages, for sickness that afflicts physically, emotionally, mentally. Lord, we pray for those in our church who are shut-ins, who are lonely and alone. We ask that you would indeed heal us. Thank you, O God, for all that you are and for all that you do. We thank you that we do indeed live in memory of a God who acts in history and a God who will act again in history, so that the glory of the Lord will cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. We give you praise this morning, O God. In Jesus' name, amen.
The calling and blessing of those who proclaim. Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and proclaim to her that her hard service has been completed, that her sin has been paid for, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. A voice of one calling. In the wilderness, prepare the way for the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be raised up, every mountain and hill made low. The rough ground shall become level, the rugged places a plain. And the glory of the Lord will be revealed, and all people will see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. A voice says, cry out. And I said, what shall I cry?
All people are like grass, and all their faithfulness is like the flowers of the field. The grass withers and the flowers fall, because the breath of the Lord blows on them. Surely the people are grass. The grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of our God endures forever. You who bring good news to Zion, go up on a high mountain. You who bring good news to Jerusalem, lift up your voice with a shout. Lift it up, do not be afraid. Say to the towns of Judah, here is your God. See, the sovereign Lord comes with power, and he rules with a mighty arm. See, his reward is with him, and his recompense accompanies him. He tends his flock like a shepherd, and he gathers the lambs in his arms and carries them close to his heart. He gently leads those that have young.
All creation sings for joy. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake their ways and the unrighteous their thoughts. Let them turn to the Lord, and he will have mercy on them, and to our God, for he will freely pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. As the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return to it without watering the earth and making it bud and flourish so that it yields seed for the sower and bread for the eater, so is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it.
You will go out with joy and be led forth in peace. The mountains and the hills will burst into song before you, and all the trees of the field will clap their hands. Instead of the thorn bush will grow the juniper, and instead of the briars the myrtle will grow. This will be for the Lord's renown, for an everlasting song that will endure forever.
Our gifts to the giver of all good things for the work of the church locally and across the globe. I call the deacons to please come forward and collect the offerings.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come.
All nations shall come to Christ, the temple of God. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. See, darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness is over the peoples. But the Lord rises upon you, and his glory covers you. Nations will come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn.
Ocean shout God's might, glad in truth and joy, God's throne is our delight. Clouds roll aside, and night becomes as day. God will dwell among us, God will show the way.
Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy.
Oh, tidings of comfort. joy.
Fires will blaze a pathway, stars will mark the place. When God comes in glory, meet us face to face. Mountains will shake and the worthless idols fall. Zion will rejoice, for God is Lord of all. Tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. Evil walks beside us, crush us with its grief. Yet in God the faithful find their sure relief. Shackles will break and chains of bondage cease. Former lamentations now are songs of peace. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. For the righteous, joy for God's own heirs. Love all loves excelling, grace beyond compare. Daughters and sons, God's majesty proclaim. Let your hearts declare the Lord's most holy name. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. Tidings of comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy.
God with us. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me, because the Lord has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom to the captives and release from darkness for the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn and provide for those who grieve in Zion, to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of joy instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. They will be called oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord for the display of his splendor.
I delight greatly in the Lord. My soul rejoices in my God. For he has clothed me with garments of salvation and arrayed me with a robe of his righteousness. As a bridegroom adorns his head like a priest, and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels. For as the soil makes a sprout come up and a garden causes seeds to grow, so the Sovereign Lord will make righteousness and praise spring among all the nations.
The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth, Emmanuel with us. Please join me in prayer. Eternal God, you taught us that the night is far spent and the day is at hand. Keep us awake and alert, watching for the advent of your peaceable kingdom. By the power of your eternal Spirit, make us strong in faith, so that when Christ comes in glory to judge the earth, we may joyfully give him praise, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Please join us on New Year's Eve at 7 p.m. for a service. And also join us after the service today for some fellowship together. But brothers and sisters, as you go out into the day, and friends, know that our Lord goes with you and he puts his blessing over you. May the God of peace himself sanctify you entirely, and may your spirit and soul and body be kept sound and blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The one who calls you is faithful, and he will do this. And all God's people say, amen.
Jesus is Lord.